Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Thursday, July 14th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Inflation reaches another record high. Fentanyl kills more people in San Francisco than COVID. A massive migrant caravan heads towards the border. And the number of workers testing positive for drugs hits a 20-year high. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, the inflation rate jumping 9.1% compared to last year. That's the biggest increase in over 40 years since 1981. The June data, driven by a hike in gasoline prices, which were up nearly 60% over the last 12 months. The national average topped $5 a gallon across the country. It's almost $7 where I live in California. Electricity and natural gas prices also rose by 15% and 40%. Economists believe the U.S. will be in a full-blown recession by Thanksgiving. New data from the CDC revealing fentanyl kills more people in San Francisco than COVID. The study confirms 800 overdose deaths in the Bay Area last year compared to 700 who died from COVID. This dangerous narcotic is 100 times more powerful than heroin. Just the size of a grain of rice can kill you. Border agents have confiscated 350 million lethal doses of fentanyl since January. That's enough drugs to kill every single person in America. A massive caravan of Central American migrants making their way towards the U.S. again. But this group of 6,000 people slowly marching north from Guatemala and southern Mexico. The 1,300-mile journey, considered one of the most dangerous treks on earth. The Mexican president met with Joe Biden this week. According to Border Patrol, at least 250,000 migrants illegally enter the USA each month. Joe Biden loves it. Until these Hispanics start voting for Republicans, and then Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi will be mixing the mortar to build a wall themselves. The percentage of American employees testing positive for narcotics hitting the highest level in 2 decades. 4% of workers failed a mandatory drug test last year. That figures up 50% compared to 2019. Many companies no longer even screen for substances like marijuana because marijuana could be consumed legally in 18 states. Drug and alcohol abuse is responsible for 65% of all workplace injuries. It's hard enough to find an employee who won't steal from you. Now you got to find someone who will show up and show up not high. The message of the day. Why is inflation 9.1%? Oh, it's very simple. The surprising thing is not that we have inflation of 9%. It's that we have people at the Fed and in DC who act like they didn't see this coming. That's coming up next. And then we'll talk about the Webb Telescope and the galaxies of the universe. It's all coming up moments away.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, it's Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The federal government has spent more money during COVID than we spent in the entirety of World War II. There's obviously going to be some financial consequences to that. But in totally unrelated news, the inflation rate this last month, 9.1%. If someone ever asks you why this is happening, tell them that the Congress spent and the Federal Reserve printed a ton of money because they unnecessarily shut down the entire economy because of COVID. That's why. Now, Biden's team, of course, have already used every excuse in the book. They said it was transitory at first, temporary, that's all. Then it's because of the greedy corporations. Then the next month, it was because of supply chain bottlenecks. And then the next month, it was Putin's price hike. And the latest excuse, Biden said the numbers are outdated. Oh, you got it all wrong. Those numbers are old numbers. Things are actually great. Not sure what they're going to say next month when the numbers are even worse. So you got to blame Congress for spending all the money and the Federal Reserve for printing all the money. A little perspective, in today's dollars, all of World War II cost $4.7 trillion. Today's dollars, $4.7 trillion. So far, government spending because of COVID, the CARES Act, the American Rescue Plan, not $4.7 trillion, but $5.2 trillion. We've spent more on COVID than we did World War II. We've spent more on COVID than we've spent on all the wars that we fought since 2001 combined. But that's not everything. That's just Congress. You got the Fed on top of that. $5.2 trillion in spending, then $4.5 trillion of quantitative easing, then $3 trillion for infrastructure because we got to build back better, right? That's all printed money. You don't print it now. You just press a few buttons on a computer screen, add some zeros. So that adds up to $13 trillion. That's more than the 13 most expensive wars we've ever waged in American history. We have to pay the consequences of this. The chickens must come home to roost. There's no way you can do this. You can print all this money and spend all this money and not have it come back and crush you. What goes up must come down. There are laws of gravity. And the blame squarely falls on the clowns at the Fed and in DC who thought that they could do all these things and just wish it away. And you know what they call it now? They call it modern monetary theory. This idea that we can just spend money and go in debt forever and print more money forever and ever, and it's no big deal. They call it modern monetary theory. And they use it now to justify even more spending and more printing for things like the Green New Deal. And they gave it a fancy new name, modern monetary theory. And it's a pile of crap like modern art. And the same people who got us into this mess, we're supposed to trust to get us out of it. There's no chance. Janet Yellen, she was the chair of the Fed. Now she's the Treasury Secretary. No one ever criticizes her because she's 75 and she looks like your grandma who wants to make you apple pie and won't let you leave until you eat something already. You're skin and bones. So we never criticize her, even though she's wrong about everything. She said we need to implement this new modern monetary theory for climate change. Well, how much will that cost? She said it could cost $150 trillion. Okay, so we have all this inflation we see now. We haven't even seen the worst of it because we spent and printed $13 trillion. And now she says we need to spend $150 trillion to save the planet. These people cannot be trusted. But also know they have bigger goals. The Federal Reserve, the UN, the World Economic Forum. They have a very different worldview than you and I and Bill. And if you have to pay a little more or even have the economy crash entirely to implement their utopian vision, well, sometimes you got to crack some eggs to make an omelet. The globalists don't even think anything is wrong. They think this is great. They love high gas prices. Never let a crisis go to waste, even if they're the ones who made the crisis. The O'Reilly Update will return with something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Mike Slater in San Diego filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Have you seen the pictures from the Webb telescope? This telescope out there orbiting the sun right now. $10 billion, 30 years in the works, and we now have pictures of space that no human has ever seen before. It's good to be in awe of the universe. When you see this one picture in particular, all of those flashes of light that you see, those are galaxies. Each dot is a galaxy. So a little perspective here. In our solar system is pretty big. If you got in a spaceship and hurtled 35,000 miles per hour, how many years do you think it would take you to get to Pluto? 12 years. So you get there and you think, well, geez, I've come this far. I might as well keep going a little further. Maybe hit the edge of the solar system. Maybe hop over to another galaxy real quick. How much further would you have to go to get to the end of the solar system? Well, that would take you another 25,000 years. Now, maybe one day you get to another galaxy and you think, well, good, I've seen now two galaxies. And maybe it's like, maybe you've seen 49 of the states. You still got to get to Alaska one of these days. How many galaxies are there? If you asked me, I'd be like, I don't know, six? There's 140 billion. There's a lot. So that picture you see of the Webb telescope, every dot of light, those aren't stars. Those are each galaxies. And here we are, a floating piece of rock in the midst of it all, with water and oxygen and the perfect distance from the sun and the perfect gravitational pull so we're not slung into space or sucked into the sun. Everything in our atmosphere is perfectly suited for life on Earth. Any closer to the sun, we'd burn up. Any further away, we'd freeze up. And people think there is no God. People think this is all by chance. Teddy Roosevelt, when he was president, he would take world leaders out to Long Island, the summer White House, and they would talk and solve all the problems of the world and get anxious and worried because they were so important. And he would take his guests outside and show them a star. And he'd say, that is the spiral galaxy Andromeda. It's as large as our Milky Way. It is 750,000 light years away. It consists of 100 billion suns, each larger than ours. And after his guests were in a sufficient state of awe, Teddy Roosevelt would say, good. Now, I think we are small enough. Let's go to bed. Being in awe of the universe, the created and the creator, puts you and things into a very healthy perspective. More coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you again to Bill O'Reilly for letting me fill in. Thank you for listening the whole time. I'm no Bill, but I do the best I can. MikeSlater.locals.com. We'll see you tomorrow.